It's a passion of mine to inspire and encourage others to achieve their God-given greatness. I hope to share a fresh and energetic perspective of life with you, because everybody needs a little Jesus, joy, and Jen in their day. Howdy, howdy. It is Friday in Texas, which means Friday Night Lights, and you are listening to another episode of Life by Jamar. That's me, Jennifer Martinez, talking to you. It's just me and you today, wherever you're doing, if you're washing the dishes or doing laundry or driving the kids around or starting a workout, whatever it is that you're doing, it's just you and me. And so I just want to, you know, I started this podcast to help people understand and just love life more and have appreciation for great joy and peace, and just, and to share my friendships and my relationships and to interview people, and so that you could, to help, just to help people grow. And I'm an avid podcast listener, and I've learned a lot from listening to different podcasts. And so I was like, you know what, I want to do this, because I'm doing this in my career as a mom, and I'm doing this in my career as a trainer. Now I want to take it to another level, and so I'm gonna get on the airwaves, and I managed to do that. And so today you're gonna hear my heart, and I hope that it gives you a little bit to go on if you're struggling too, because you know, when my persona on social media is that I'm funny. Right? I do a lot of funny videos. If you haven't seen me, if you found me on here on podcasting, but you haven't ever seen any of my videos, I enjoy my workouts, and I'm goofy, and I have fun, and I make up words, and I make up sayings, and I do things that are just different than the perfect professional trainer workout, because it's fun. I enjoy it. I love interacting with people. I love building relationships with people. And I feel like people can relate to humor more than they can to perfect. And so, you know, I'm in the midst of writing a book, which is funny to even say that. And I've said it on here before, because I can't even put a sentence together. I really can't, y'all. So this is definitely something that God's put on my heart, because he's going to have to do it. And it's going to be like a book that's like a coaching your kids through adversity or something. It's going to be on those lines, because growing up, my kids have been athletes in several different sports and dealt with a lot of ups and downs. And my husband and I both have been athletes growing up, and it's totally changed now. The game has changed. The parenting part and the coaching part has changed, and I'm in the midst of it, and I'm growing from it, and I'm just trying to put it all into writing so that it can help others. And because when your children hurt, you hurt 100 times worse. And we want to just jump in and save the day, because that's just our instinct. But that's not always what we're supposed to do. You know, when something goes wrong, we immediately want to blame God. Like, why did you let that happen? And we don't know, for whatever reason, things happen, because we don't know everything. And there's times the same thing happens as parents. You know, there's times where our kids are treated unfairly, and we have to sit there and watch that and help them, coach them through it, and not save them from it. Because if you consistently save your kid from something, they never learn and never grow on their own, and they never get to move on to bigger and greater things in life, right? But it's so hard, right? So how do you deal with it as a parent? How do you manage that? Because you don't want to save your kids every time, and then you also don't want to abandon them, right? So where's that healthy in between? And so that's what I came on to talk about today, because we're dealing with it right now with our son. You know, we've had issues all growing up with my daughter and in sports and stuff. And then recently again, now with my son, it's ups and downs, always ups and downs, right? And it doesn't matter. This book is not related to just athletes. This book is, I mean, anything that your kids go through, they're going to have adversity no matter what, because that's how you grow. You know, it's a simple concept. We do it with our bodies. You know, we lift a weight, it breaks us down, it's adversity, and then we grow, you know, from that breaking down. So it's the same thing emotionally, right? So it's our job to prepare our kids as much as possible, and saving them is not going to prepare them. But man, is it hard. Man, I mean, I've had so many moments. I just recently had a moment where I was broken down, y'all, in my car, just bawling, going, God, why is this happening again? You know, I've been there, and that's why I know I have to get this book out, because there's so much good stuff that God wants us to know to help us build our kids up and not save them. So I was having a conversation with my son. This is what I'm going to share with y'all, and then I'm going to get off because I don't want to, you know, take away too much of your time. I was talking to my son about this situation that's happened with him just recently, and I was like, okay, you know, what is one good thing that has happened from this situation, that he was really hurt by? And he said, well, I've had some relationships get strengthened. I've gotten along better with some people. And I was like, why do you think that is? And, mind y'all, let me just explain real quick for new listeners. My son's 16. He's going to be 17 soon. And he's a junior in high school, and he plays football, and he loves football. And, he's already a D1 prospect for one school. And, you know, it's looking promising for him to play at the next level. It's something he really wants to do. So, whenever anything affects him with his game, it affects him like on a whole nother level, because it's something that he loves and it's something that he wants to do, you know, continuing on after high school. So I said, okay, why do you think that is? Like, why do you think certain relationships have gotten better? And he said, well, because I was hurting, and I looked to others for comfort and acceptance that he wouldn't have if he hadn't gone through this trial, and he would have missed out. He felt like he would have missed out on certain relationships if he hadn't gone through this thing. And I was like, just so amazed by the maturity, you know. Just a few days before, he was broken down crying in our kitchen, and now, you know, he's in a place where he's actually growing stronger and realizing things. And so, one thing that is so important in this situation is, when he was in that broken state, we didn't do anything to encourage that the people that have hurt him were bad people. We only in that moment coached him to understand what's going on. It's so much easier just to go and bash the people that are hurting your kid. And that doesn't, in that moment, that doesn't help them at all. Okay. So let's be clear on that. And so that's what kind of this book is about. It's just like how to coach kids through those things. And so let me keep on going with the thought pattern I have here before I get off on tangents, because it's easy for me to do. So I asked him, I said, okay, you know, I'm writing this book, and what would you tell your 10-year-old self in this situation, like, knowing what you've gone through now all these years? When you started playing in football, you were 10. What would you tell your 10-year-old self back, like, if you could tell him now, what would you tell yourself? And he said, Mom, I think the number one thing I would tell myself would be to develop relationships. I was just like, wow, here it is again. Relationships. This kid is amazing. And so I said, so, okay, so if that's so important, and you're still dealing with this thing, how are you managing the pain? You know, how are you still moving forward? And because it's easy to just shut yourself off when you've been hurt, right? And so I'm like, I'm just amazed by how he's able to do that. And he was like, well, I feed my mind good things. I found out he listens to podcasts, of other athletes and people who have made it big, and that listens to, you know, motivational stuff. And he has a few scriptures that he holds tight to, and I'll share those in the book, and I don't have them with me right now, so I don't want to mess that up. And, he said, you know, Mom, a champion is not a winner. He said, everyone thinks a champion is someone who wins it in everything. He said, a champion is someone who's competitive and compassionate and respects themselves and others on and off the field. And he said, this one, I was like, gosh, he's so smart. And they respect the game. And so he said, you know, they're relentless in the pursuit of their ultimate goal. So he's not going to let this setback keep him from pursuing his goal. A lot of people would have maybe quit, or just because, let me be clear on this. If you quit something that's unhealthy, that's a good thing. This is the situation my son is in it's not okay. And it's not a good thing, but he's going to make it through it. It's not unhealthy for him because he has a passion for this sport. If your kid is in something and they don't have a passion for it and they're being mistreated, that's unhealthy. And that's not quitting. That's moving on because it's not something that's good for them. Like there's a difference. When you quit something that you're passionate about, it only hurts you. When adversity hits, if you just say, I give up and I quit, then you have regret with that. But when you quit something that you're not enjoying, that is not a passion of yours, and you're being, and it's not healthy, it's not feeding your life anything good, that's not quitting. That's moving on to something better. It's learning from those pains and then growing and moving on to something else. He's not going to quit football because he loves it so much. And this situation is not okay, but he's going to learn how to get through it because he's not going to quit at something that he loves. He's not going to let someone else's way of treating him affect what he loves or in a negative way. He's going to figure out a way to manage it and get through it. And so I just kind of wanted to share that with y'all. I think sometimes we think that if we quit something that we're a quitter, and that's not always true. And it's also not always, I think it's harder sometimes to stay in something when you are getting hit with adversity. So, you know, you got to grow and then not make decisions when you're in an emotional place. You know, there's been times when my son was little and he was hurt with something, I quit. And I was like, okay, you're more than capable of making that decision, but you're not making it until tomorrow when you've had a night of sleep and you've been able to think things through and da da da, right? And the next day, what happens? Their emotion is not as strong. They've had time to evaluate the situation, have different perspectives, talk about it a little bit more. And they're like, no, I'm not going to quit, but this really hurt and I don't know how to handle it or whatever, right? So I just wanted to share that with you. It just was on my heart. It was something that we're dealing with our family, and it's something that I'm writing about right now in my book. And so if this was helpful at all, if you got anything from it and it encourages you, and if you think that it would be this kind of book would be something that you would want, let me know, because I'm really just excited about it. And if you have anything that you would anything that you would want me to cover in a book like this, send me a message. lifebyjmar@gmail.com is my email. You can reach me on any of my social medias, jmarfit on Instagram. I'll also attach all this stuff to the show notes. And then also, lifebyjmar on Facebook. Let's see. Those are the three ways to get a hold of me. And they're really, you know, I always get back to people whenever I get messages, not always all the time. At that time might be a little bit later, but I always get back to you, and I always appreciate the feedback that I'm getting. I love the feedback I got from the most recent podcast that we did on Wednesday with Swole Sisters, with my girlfriend Essie Williams. We just barely touched on anxiety, and I've already gotten lots of messages from y'all. There is natural products. Well, there's just one in particular that my daughter has used and some of my clients have used that helps with relieving the side effects of anxiety. It's a not like the Now company makes it, and I can't think of the name of it. I want to say it's called True Calm. I'll put that in the show notes. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a nutritionist. This is a product that you can get at any health food store. You can get it on Amazon, and it's not medical grade or anything. It's just a natural way to feed the body good aminos so that you can manage better. It's not going to totally fix any problems, because usually anxiety is related to something emotional. And so, but it will help, like if you're dealing with a lot of stress that you can't manage at this time, but it's just a time period that, I'm pretty sure it's called True Calm. Sorry. I don't know. I don't have it in front of me again. Sorry about that, but it will be in the show notes, or you can message me and I can send you a pic of it. That's it for now. I hope this was helpful. I hope this inspired you. I hope this helped you. Coach your kids, y'all. It's okay for them to be not okay, and for them to go through things, and to help them manage that. It's actually really, really important. And the more gifted, the more talented, and the more able your kid is, the more they're going to get, adversity thrown at them, and the more they're going to need a parent helping them, not saving them, coaching them through it, not saving them from it. And let me tell you, the mama bear in me is strong, and I don't always do the right thing, and I've messed up in the past with that. And so learn from my mistakes, and oh, God bless. You know, there's a time and a place for mamas to go, woo, crazy, go cray cray. But this Texas mama, I'm a little hot mama sometimes, you know, and I have a mouth on me that can just not be healthy. And so I have to keep myself in check. I'm not preaching to anyone. I have done it myself, and it's never, ever paid off, and it's never been a good thing. And so that'll be putting stories like that in this book too, because I think people learn through those things, and hopefully it will help them. My watch is going off. I'm a popular person. I'm just kidding. Totally kidding, y'all. Totally kidding. All right. Well, I guess that's all for now. Reach out to me. Keep messaging me, and I'll be back on here soon. Have a blessed day. Bye for now.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.